Now, the Beautiful South were one of the iconic names in British music in the 1990s. First charting in 89, the band then went on to have a string of hit singles in the following decade and beyond. Albums like Carry On Up the Charts and Blue Is the Colour were to be found in many of our CD collections. Now, of course, several members of the original band remained together under the name The South, and we're joined by Gaz from the band. Now, Gaz, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing, Andy, right?
Yeah, very good. So what about yourself?
Yeah, now the sun's out, it's all very nice, and nothing sunny in Leicester.
Yeah, the weather at this time of year is unpredictable. Travel 10 miles down the road is completely different to what you might be seeing now.
That's right, yeah.
Now, Gaz, for those who are maybe not familiar with the South as a band in terms of the story since the Beautiful South days, just fill me in on what people need to know, Gaz.
Yeah, okay. When the Beautiful South finished in 2006, 2007. That was it. All went thrown away. Then about 2 years later, the drummer phoned everyone up to sort of see if he fancied getting back together. And half the band did and half the band didn't. So half has got back together and went out under the name The South, which we've been doing since 2009. So, yeah, a few years now. Over the years, various members have dropped out or gone on to other things or whatever. So in effect, it's just myself. I was the original sax player throughout all the period of the Beautiful South. And Alison Wheeler, who is the last female singer with the Beautiful South, did the last three albums. We're the only members left from the original. But everyone's been replaced, so we've still got a 9-piece band out on the road with 2-piece brass section, percussion, bass, drums, guitar, keyboards, and Dave Hemingway, who was the original Beautiful South singer, he was with us till December last year. Then he decided to retire from the live circuit, so it was a case of getting someone else in or packing in. So then I thought, well, okay, well, I can sing, so I'll have a go. So yeah, it's been going down the storm. I think we're still, I'm obviously very pleased that people are accepting it and pretty much there for the songs, really. And, you know, we still play them as the Beautiful South play them, really. But with me singing and Alison. So, yeah. but it's been great. We've done 6 gigs up to now, in our own right. And, the reaction's been fantastic from people who have seen The South many times and or seen the Beautiful South. So, I think we're doing something right, thank God. So, so good stuff. So, looking forward to this weekend's worth of, what, 3 shows this week and 2 the week after. I think you're first, this is Yorkshire, isn't it? So, we're doing Holmfirth and Sheffield up your way. So, very much looking forward to them, especially Holmfirth. We do Holmfirth every year at Christmas time, and we, for whatever reason, we sell out 2 nights there, so it's like 700 people a night. The Saturday is sold out already, and there's just a few tickets left for the Sunday, so yeah, it's all good stuff.
Yeah, I noticed with the Holmfirth gigs and the Picture Drome that the Saturday was already sold out. I know that I see you guys when I'm looking through events going on locally. I do note that the band The South, you do tour quite a lot, and you are on the road usually this time of year. And the fact that people still want to come and see you just goes to show A, the strength of the material that you've got, and B, the way you guys still perform it.
Yeah, that is it. You know, we've always had the standard of having to play them as the Beautiful South did, as we did all those years ago. And like I said, the actual quality and strength of the songs themselves is actually the bottom line. And Paul Eaton's songwriting is still proven to be, timeless. him and Jackie doing brilliantly again on their own. So. yeah, there's a demand for his style, definitely.
Now, Gaz, I've seen you guys live a lot of times. The first time I actually saw you, you were supporting REM at what is now the John Smith Stadium in Huddersfield. I think you did two nights that through that period, yeah, but I think you weren't supposed to do the two. You were only booked for the one. I think a small band called Oasis. Don't know what happened to them. Were due to play one of the nights, and then you guys stepped in, if I remember.
Yeah, we were just built to do the one show and Oasis the other, and yeah, they took off. So they asked us, they pulled out of doing it, Oasis. So we did it, and I remember at the time, Paul Tem quickly worked out a version of Cigarettes and Alcohol, I think. So we did an Oasis song in a beautiful style, beautiful South style. So, but yeah, that was amazing show. And we since then went back to that same venue and headlined it ourselves a few years later, you know, 80,000 people, so yeah.
Yeah, I was actually at the gigs that you guys headlined as well. I can remember back in those times, Gaz, they're obviously, when you're a band, there are certain songs that people want to hear through certain times. Do you find that ebbs and flows a bit, or do you find that the songs people react best to, the ones they want to hear the most, do they always remain the same in your experience?
Yeah, I think generally, you know, there's probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 songs that we have to do, not have to, but we, you know, people expected us to do, and we do them. Things like Perfect 10, Rotterdam, Good as Gold, Keep It All In. You know, there's a good 8 to 10 songs which we really have to do and want to do. Then we fill out the rest of it with other album tracks, so which will appeal to the more long term fans, and hopefully sort of win over sort of, you know, people who have not heard their songs before. Hopefully they'll go and check out the old albums and buy those, you know, or download the track or whatever. But yeah, we still have to do all the big hits plus some of the, you know, better known album tracks. And also we actually wrote our own album in the meantime as a South, and we always do one or two or three of those in each set, and they go down equally as well, and it's great to sort of see people singing along to those now as well. So yeah, it's a nice onward flow at the minute, so yeah, but it's always a cracking night. It is, you know, those songs are just really, and now I'm singing them, you know, all those years of playing saxophones at them, you don't always pick up on every single lyric, to be honest, but now I'm having to. It's that, wow, really? There's certain lines in some songs I never even noticed before. Since 1989, I've not noticed. So it's been a good eye-opener for me, and even more appreciative of the talent of Paul Eaton and his lyric writing. It's, you know, just ridiculous. Yeah, so very honoured to actually been able to sing them. And hopefully doing them justice, which I think we are at the minute. So, yeah, it's a strange one. You know, I'd have never thought I'd have been singing these songs at my time of life, but here I am.
Well, if you want to see Gaz and the rest of the bands performing, you can see the South. They're going to be in Sheffield this weekend at the Plug. It's Saturday night. You can get tickets for that. Then the following weekend, as Gaz has mentioned, they're going to be at the Pictodrome in Home Firth. Two nights there. The first one, the Saturday, is sold out. If you're wanting to go and see them the Sunday, though, I believe there's still a small select collection of tickets available for that. But it's been a real pleasure to get you on the show. Gaz Birtles from the South, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks a lot, mate.